Tom, let's talk about it. Lids for Kids. It's a bike helmet giveaway. It happens tomorrow. Bike safety event. Obviously very important to talk about in these times. So let's talk about it with you, Tom Sinus of the Sinus Dramus Law Firm and the Brain Injury Association of Michigan, teaming up for this third annual Lids for Kids. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Shelley. Nice to be back. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. Let's toot your horn. First of all, congratulations. You recently receiving a prevention award on behalf of the Brain Injury Association of Michigan. May I make that mention?
You can. Very kind of you to mention it. As I said when I received the award, though, it's really an award that goes to everybody who's put all of their time and effort and sweat into the Lids for Kids program.
Well, good kudos to you. Wear the mantle proudly, but let's talk about why we are talking today. Lids for Kids, this Belk bike helmet giveaway. What's the intent?
The intent here is to give as many free bike helmets to West Michigan kids as we can, and not only give them the helmet, but make sure that the helmet fits properly. We have a group of awesome volunteers who are giving up their Saturday morning to not only give away the helmets, but spend time with each kid and each family member and teach them how the helmet fits. We know from the literature that bike helmets prevent 85% of head injuries in children. But we also know that they only work if they're fitted properly. So we want to make sure they're fitted. We want to teach parents how to adjust the fitting so these kids can leave with a free bike helmet and can wear it safely all summer long.
How does tomorrow work?
So tomorrow we are giving away helmets from 10 to noon at Garfield Park in Southeast Grand Rapids. We'll start giving away the helmets at 10. In the years past, people have shown up before. There's been a line, and that's fine. Just bear with us while we get our whole operation set up, because the better we get set up, the faster we can process people.
Who would you like to receive the helmets?
We are giving helmets all the way from toddlers up to about 12-year-olds. We have four sizes. Our volunteers will be trained to make sure that the right size helmet goes on the right child. And that's why we have stations set up to, you know, some kids have smaller heads than their peers. Some kids have bigger heads than their peers. That's fine. We'll get you the right helmet.
This is on behalf of the Brain Injury Association of Michigan and the Sinus Dramus Law Firm. Why your interest on behalf of your firm?
Well, on behalf of our firm, we represent people who have been very seriously injured. And the last person I ever want to represent again is a child with a brain injury. Yeah, if I had to go find other work because I didn't have any seriously injured clients, I'd be happy to do that. So we don't want these children as clients. The Brain Injury Association doesn't want them as members. And it's a little ounce of prevention that we can offer to try to avoid what can be an obviously catastrophic and life-changing event. And I should say that it's not just us and the BIA. We wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for the Grand Rapids Public Schools, who get this message out to all the kids in the district. If it wasn't for the good folks at Fox 17, people like you who've gotten this message out on the airwaves, the Grand Rapids Fire Department, Village Bike have kindly stepped up to donate five free bikes that we'll be raffling off. The Grand Rapids Police Department will also be there. Our friends at Hope Network and Mary Freebed will have booths there. So the whole idea here is this is a community event put on by the community for the community.
Yes, and again, there are reasons why a Brain Injury Association of Michigan exists. There are reasons why a Mary Freebed Rehabilitation Hospital and Hope Network exists. So again, we want to keep patients from them at this point far as a bicycle. And more on the bike safety event. Will there be some lessons presented here?
There will. We'll have a little informational material about how to ride your bike safely. But, you know, we're dealing mostly with kids here who will be riding their bikes on sidewalks and in the driveway. We will have people there to answer questions about bike safety. We'll have some bike safety literature. But the message here is the most important thing you can do, more than any other rule of the road, is to put a helmet on your head. And if we can get these kids to leave with a helmet on their head and promise us to wear it, that's the best piece of bike safety advice we can give.
Yeah, I like the promise to wear it, because a lot of kids don't like to break promises.
Well, you know, it's funny. We did this event in Traverse City, and when we raffled off the bikes to the winners, I asked them if they would promise the group in the microphone that they would wear the helmet throughout the summer. And every kid smiled and said yes.
Let's keep that throughout their adulthood. And there are other teasers. Not only will you get your free helmet, but there is this registration for a free bike and lots of family-friendly activities on what looks like to be a nice, kind of warm morning.
It looks like it's going to be warm, and even if it rains, last year it rained the entire time, we gave away 500 helmets. One of the reasons people stay, though, is because they get a chance to win some of these great prizes. As I said, Village Bike has donated a few free bikes we're going to raffle off, but our friends at the our local community institutions, the museums, Sky Zone, movie theaters, we've got tickets to a lot of fun things. We're going to be raffling those off throughout the day. That keeps kids engaged, keeps them there. And the real reason for doing that is because I think that the more kids see other kids getting bike helmets and wearing them, the more likely they are to leave that event and think, hey, you know, everybody's doing this. Why wouldn't I wear one?
Well, and it's a good, we adults must step up to the plate and obviously practice what you're asking us to preach. And I get frustrated when I see a fellow rider without a helmet, right?
You know, it's funny. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they get their helmets from Lids for Kids, and they wear them every time they get on their bike. And I'll tell you, if I've ever gotten on my bike without a helmet on, the first ones to notice that are my kids.
Little guys in the family.
And so that tells you it works.
You bet. Tom Sinus with us on behalf of Sinus Dramus and the Brain Injury Association of Michigan, plus other partners gathering tomorrow to give away kids' bikes, helmets, family-friendly prizes at a bike safety event, Lids for Kids. I trust registration is not needed. Just show up, as you mentioned.
We have a brief registration process. And that's part of the raffle. We will get the child's name. We also ask what school they go to, because we're always trying to get our message further out, and so we like to know how far our message has gotten. The registrations are bilingual forms, so they're in Spanish and English, and we use those forms to draw names for the raffle. So we don't need more than a name in school, but we do that so everybody gets a fair chance to win some of these prizes.
You expecting any of our community leaders to support you?
You know, we've had a great support from community leaders. I've already been told that Mayor Bliss will be making an appearance. Superintendent Neal will be there. I'm hoping we get some appearances from our county commissioners, our state reps. We've invited everybody. You know, the whole idea here is let's bring the community together. Let's have a fun morning, and let's everybody tell these kids that this is what we want them to do all summer.
You bet. What else is important that we know, Tom?
What's important to know is that we're going to keep doing this year and every year that we can keep doing it. Our firm's been doing it for 20 years in Lansing, 3 years in Grand Rapids, and we did it for the first time in Traverse City this year. We do this because we think that if it prevents one brain injury in one child, then the whole endeavor is worth it. People can get information about this event this year and in years to come. We have a brand new website, www.lidsforkidsmi.org. lidsforkidsmi.org. It'll have links to all the information about all three of the events. And if you go there now, you can see some of the media coverage that we've already had for the Grand Rapids event.
Yeah, I would think that is a visual with some 550 bike helmets that have been given away and I imagine are planned for this year as well.
There are some great pictures on the site.
Cool. Are you on the, is there a picture of you?
Probably in there somewhere, but mostly there's pictures of really happy kids.
I know. Thank you on behalf of your services, in addition to Lids for Kids, that you and yours do in the community, on behalf of Sinus Dramus Law Firm, Brain Injury Association of Michigan, this event tomorrow from 10 to 12, Garfield Park. Just do it. Thanks.
Well, thank you for having me on and getting the word out.